listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast because Rod and Karen are hot.
Now, I grew up around some people living their life in bottles. Granddaddy had the golden flash backstroke every day in Chicago. Some people like the way it feels. Some people want to kill their sorrows. Some people want to fit in with the popular. That was my problem. I was in a dark room, loud tunes, looking to make a vow soon that I'm going to get fucked up, filling up my cup, see the crowd mood changing by the minute, and the record on repeat. Took a sip and then another sip, and somebody said to me, nigga, why you babysitting only two or three shots? I'ma show you how to turn it up a notch. Hey, welcome to the Blackout Tips podcast with your host Rod and
Karen,
and we are live on a Tuesday. It don't have very long, gotta be off of here by 8 for the premium folks. Okay, we always working. Got me working day and night.
Hey.
And tomorrow's gonna be a super long day. I gotta do Balls Deep in the morning. Then me and Bossy are doing This Too Much in the afternoon.
Okay.
And then Wednesday, of course, is the last podcast of the week.
Yes, sir.
But at least I get 2 days off after that. So we'll see how that goes. Of course, you can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic. Search the Black Guy Who Tips. Leave us 5-star reviews. We appreciate everybody takes the time out to do that, because we read them on the air on Saturday mornings when we do our feedback show. Just make sure that 5 stars and they're nice. If they're not nice, then we're not going to read them. If they're not 5 stars, guess what else? We're not going to read them. I know, guys. It's almost as if I told you this before. But yeah, make sure you guys do that, because we appreciate everybody does that. The official weapon of the show is
the taser,
and the unofficial sport
is bullet ball.
And bullet ball extreme. Today's podcast is brought to you by Tweaked Audio. Okay, Tweaked Audio is the makers of some fine handcrafted audio headphones. Okay, some of them go in your ear, some of them go around your ears. They got all kinds of different styles, and they're up to like 8 or 9 styles now. They have the wireless kind that go in the ears, out of the ears, around the ears. They got some of everything for you. Just go to Tweaked, that's TWEAKED, tweakedaudio.com, and put in code TBGWT when you check out, and they'll hook you up with a third off of your total, and they'll also give you free shipping. Plus, they come with a lifetime warranty. So tweakedaudio.com. Go ahead, hook yourself up, treat your ears. You're listening to this podcast. That means you really love, you have these earbuds in your ears a couple hours a day at least to listen to us and music and all this other stuff. Like, get you some nice headphones that you don't have to worry about them just breaking and you can't get no more headphones. Look, they got a really solid warranty. If the headphones are messed up, they will hook you up. So yeah, make sure you guys do that. tweakedaudio.com, code TBGWT when it's time to check out. All right, let's see what's going on in the news today. There's all kinds of stuff happening, per usual. Let's see. I guess, oh, you know what I want to start with actually first? I didn't even have this on the docket, but so I've read more information about the Kevin Hart shit, and there's a possibility that he was drugged.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not saying he was or wasn't necessarily. We don't really know. You know, information is coming out that it's looking more and more sketchy. Like, it might not have just been he got surreptitiously recorded having sex with some woman he shouldn't have been having sex with, which, you know, is one level of fucked up, no, you know, period, you know. But the person that's extorting him, they have some like stuff from TMZ, I guess, when the video was given to them. They have, like, I've seen like screenshots floating around of the actual like commentary from the people that apparently gave TMZ the video, or like, you know, floated it out there for TMZ, I guess. And so it, you know, and it sounds like, you know, and I mean, I don't want to assume too much because I don't know, but it doesn't sound as cut and dry as he was over there fucking some chick. Now, I'm not saying that it wasn't that cut and dry. I'm just saying it doesn't sound that. According to TMZ, a photo statement of the woman he cheated with has gotten to them. Here's his. Seeing Kevin Hart blatantly disrespect his marriage in the way he did was appalling to me. Kevin Hart's womanizing ways are so despicable. I personally know a handful of women who run within the same circle as I do, and they have also had sexual contact with Kevin Hart. They too know women that Kevin Hart has also had sexual contact with. For the record, I do not claim to be a saint. I know exactly who I and what I am. The difference is I'm not married, nor do I pretend to be perfect. Kevin Hart was so drunk and drugged up, it was an effortless attempt to feel. That's the part where I'm like, hold up, what happened now? I do always find it funny. This is just funny to me though. When the person that is fucking the married person is like, I was disgusted by the disregard for their marriage. You know, then I fucked them, you know, cause, I mean, I wasn't that disgusted, you know what I'm saying? But nah, that's always kind of, that's such a weird line, you know. And I get it. They're not the person that's married, but still that's, it's still some weird ass, like something. You know what I mean? Like I always hear people, you know, and it's normally people that aren't in relationships say stuff on Twitter like, well, if the person cheats, I'm not going to be mad at the person that fucked my husband or my wife. I mean, that's just, they, I mean, they just doing what they do. I'm like, yeah, but I'm not going to be best friends with that nigga either. It's not like I'm going to see, like, you knew my wife was married and you fucked her. I'm not going to be like, thanks, dog. Good looking out. I'm going to be like, fuck you too. Like, don't come to the cookout either. anyway, Kevin Hart was so drunk and drugged up. It was an effortless attempt to film and take pictures of him. I hope every celebrity learns his or her lesson from this. Regardless of your financial status, you are not invincible. Stay honest, faithful, and real. Everyone knows once a cheater, always a cheater.
And that's not true.
Well, here's a part that's interesting to me because, I mean, obviously this isn't like concrete evidence or proof that, you know, he was drugged up. I mean, we know he didn't consent to being filmed, obviously, but I don't know, that doesn't sound like the whatever happened that night was going to be consent. It sounded like a setup, like maybe they had rendezvoused a few times, and at this point she was like, and now it's tonight I'm gonna cash in and, you know, take advantage of this dude. The other part is it's hard to really give this person the benefit of doubt when they are an extortionist, like, you know. And then there's the complicated issue of the fact that, I mean, it's not very complicated to me, but because of agendas and the gender wars, folks don't want to separate the idea that someone that is cheating can possibly, and a man could possibly be sexually assaulted or had something done to them without their consent.
Right.
You know, because my thing is, it's going to be a fine line to say you were so drunk and drugged up that you could, not that obviously I could film you without your consent and you wouldn't know, but it wouldn't cross the line into you couldn't consent sexually, you
right, because if it was a woman, people would be having a fucking fit,
right? And because it's a man, people have different lines. And I'm literally saying the jury's out. I'm not conclusive on any of this shit. This is all new information.
We're gonna continue to get information about
I mean, I'm assuming more shit will come out because you know how shit is now, guys. Like if they have a trial or some shit, or police or FBI, normally these type of things leak. I'm not saying they should leak, but they might, and if they, and TMZ gonna be paying. So I don't know, man. I haven't seen whatever this video is people are talking about. I haven't seen it. I don't know if there's more than one video. I don't know if there's just like a clip floating online, but then there's other clips out there, because, you know, you never know. I just know that it feels kind of weird, you know what I mean, to be so conclusive that, you know, nothing is happening and all this shit, you know. So you know, and I hope once a cheater always a cheater, and like shaming him for cheating is just kind of weird. But I think they understood. It's kind of, I'll tell you what it reminds me of. It's like you can't feel sympathy for this person if your judgment is clouded by, oh, he's a cheater, well, you can do anything to him, you know what I'm saying? And I think they know that. It's kind of like how men do the, like, she's a hoe. So, but it's like, well, this is a rape trial, Derrick Rose. It doesn't really matter if she's if she's out here fucking dudes. It like literally has nothing to do with it. But for a lot of men, their minds will immediately jump to, well, she's a hoe, so therefore, what would it matter that she got raped? What was she even doing over there? Why did she got them clothes on? It was 3 a.m. I mean, what the fuck? You know, it's that kind of thing. And people will kind of do the work for you. And I have seen people doing the work for the extortionist when she puts in, and he's a cheater, and people go, yeah, motherfucking cheater, shouldn't have his ass over there. That's what the problem is. And, you know, I've seen people do that, and I'm like, we definitely wouldn't do that if it was flipped.
No, we would not. And there are a lot of people out there that that are cheaters, have cheated, and have been cheated on. Like, people fall in all of these categories, and there are a lot of marriages to today that people think that they're the best marriage ever. Well, it has happened,
right?
You know, people act like once you make a mistake, people just want to erase you out of existence, and right. That's not reality. People don't go away. People do make mistakes and things like that, but I think a lot of the gender wars and all that shit, in my opinion, all comes from hurt and pain stemming from way back when you were a child. It's something happened that you never got over, that you never healed from, and anytime anybody strikes or knocks on that door, all that anger refloods out again every single time, like it's fresh.
Yeah, and they like edited, I guess this video has clips of interviews with him talking about being unfaithful to his first wife. I know his first wife is already doing interviews talking about how he's always been a cheater and shit. So I think it's kind of that thing where it's hard for people to separate the two, you know. And like I said, I'm not saying that maybe that's as simple as it was. I mean, to be honest, to be 100% square with y'all, I hope it's as simple as just he was out here cheating and got caught.
But it might be more.
I would rather it be that, right. To be honest. It's kind of like when someone, you would hope that the worst thing didn't happen.
Right.
As fucked up as the thing right above the worst thing is, I'd rather that happen. I'd rather him be filmed just fucking some woman and that's all. And then it's also weird because, you know, with maleness, we're trapped in this like masculinity box that we operate in. Very few men would even admit to being sexually assaulted by a woman. Even if that was what happened, I wouldn't expect Kevin Hart to come out and say it. At least from the way Kevin Hart has talked in the past and some of the views that he holds, I don't think he'd be one of those people that would freely admit that I was taken advantage of this way, you know.
They have been sexually taken advantage of, but you know, you come out and say it, all of a sudden it affects your quote unquote masculinity. All of a sudden you're less than a man. All of a sudden you're not worthy of manhood. But being sexually assaulted has nothing to do with your manhood and or slash your womanhood, you know. But women are quote unquote expected to be raped, apparently. So you know, who cares about her?
Yeah, I know. Apparently he's made jokes about sexual assault and stuff like that. I guess about Batman being like, he wished that Batman raped his son or something like that in a joke, and people got mad about that. And I know he talked about rape and cocaine use in Hollywood and how he avoids it, which now sounds extremely ironic. You know, I don't know, man. Like I said, it just sounds really complicated and not as simple as it initially was presented. So,
right.
You know, now that I know all that, I'm just like, yeah, I'm just going to stay away from the whole ordeal. Hopefully more information comes out, but you never know because, well, see, the reason I was going to say you never know is I remember Dez Bryant got threatened with some blackmail stuff and he called the FBI and nothing else surfaced. So we don't ever really know what happened. No video was leaked, any of that shit. Like, FBI came in, handled business. I don't even think they named who the perpetrators were.
So
we may never hear anything else about this, but I did want to provide follow-up because, you know, we was just joking yesterday about that apology video that he had that, you know, at the time that shit was funny and still, you know, like in and of itself,
the video itself,
yeah,
right.
But I'd be a jackass to see people being like, yeah, he might have got raped, and then be like, well, I don't give a fuck, I got these jokes, you know, like, nah, that's fucked up,
right.
If you got sexually assaulted, then it's really nothing else to say about it,
right? And just like always, I default to the victim side, and when the victim is whoever the victim is, regardless if they're a whore, regardless if they're a cheater, like, to me, all that is irrelevant. The foundation of the problem is that something happened to you. We can deal with the outlying things around what you did, yes, but it doesn't erase the fact that a crime got committed, and people want to skip over the crime and go, but you a hoe. Yeah, but a crime got committed, dog. But you're a cheater. Okay, a crime got committed. Are we going to address the crime, or are we just going to call names?
Well, like I said, that's assuming that that's what I don't know what happened, which is why I'm backing off. Because I can at least admit I don't know. Like,
no.
It's not like I, like, there. Yeah, but if more comes out, we'll see. But I don't fucking know what happened, and I don't know that we'll ever know, to be honest. Let's get into some other segments.
Yeah.
There is something I wanna ask you. There's something that I wanna know. And to the question, you have the answer. So tell me what I wanna know. Do you wanna funk? Do you wanna funk? Won't you tell me now? Won't you tell me now? If you wanna funk, let me show you how. Do you wanna funk with me? Do you wanna funk with me? All right, we are ready to talk about LGBTQ news, guys.
Yes, we are.
Most of it bad, some of it good. A trio of drag queens intervenes in a Sydney hate crime to knock the crap out of anti-gay thugs. That's what the fuck I'm talking about.
Hello, we had enough of you.
Mm-hmm. Bitch, you thought.
Come on.
What had happened to them hate crimers? They really thought it was going to go one way, but it went the other way.
They wasn't ready.
A gay man in Sydney, Australia says his prayers are answered when he rescued. Yo, why did I just imagine him legitimately praying for three drag queens? Like, gay, please. Send three gigantic drag queens to beat the fuck out of this hate crime motherfucker. Answer my prayer. If God is gay, oh, this is gonna be so good. Oh, if y'all get to heaven and he just shows up and he's like, motherfuckers, rainbows, angels, gold fences, jewels and houses, what the fuck did you think? Like, that would be, oh,
glitter everywhere.
Oh, just all the gay big, all the Christian biggest just having to go to hell. Like, oh, I'll just go to straight hell then.
Oh.
And then Satan shows up. He's like, horns, hooves, demons, what you think? It's gay down here too. Come on. only purgatory is straight because it's boring. It's nothing to do in there.
Nothing to do.
All the fun is up here in heaven and in gay hell. That's it. Anyway, 24-year-old Ivan Flynn said that because he is a bit religious, he prayed for intervention during the attack. His saviors came in the form of Coco Jumbo.
Yes, Coco.
Ivy League with two E's.
Yes.
The extra E must be for extra.
Come on.
And Vibe, V-Y-B-E.
Yes, I love these names.
Why does it sound like some characters from Steven Universe came and saved his life?
I know.
Coco Jumbo, Ivy League, and Vibe.
We are the gay gyms.
Punch this nigga's mouth.
Yes!
Flynn said he left the local bar at the city's Oxford Street on August 6th when he encountered a group of people who were using heaps of homophobic slurs. You fucking faggot, you queer cunt, all these slurs you can possibly imagine. Yeah. He told news.com.au, I said, dude, don't ever use the word faggot, especially not in Oxford streets of all places. The advice did not go down well. Mr. Flynn alleges one of the men that attacked him ripped his shirt and punched him, dislocating his jaw. Shit.
God damn.
He was really abusive. He had intent to assault. After the punch, I was stunned by the next thing I knew. But the next thing I knew, Ivy went in and was scrapping with the guy who would punch me. There in the middle of the road, cars swerving around them, tooting. And I saw the guy rip her wig off. They were bashing each other, and she was still wearing her high heels. Come through! We just answered around here! Deserve that! Ivy League, who was injured in the brawl, said that the attackers shit themselves because they weren't ready for some drag queens on top of them. She added that when one of the attackers called her a freak, she said, I am a freak. I'm one of the freaks of Oxford Street. Now get out of this shop. And then little Ivan walked into the middle of it. Ivy said she saw Mr. Flynn get attacked and that and she wasn't having it. I said, you want to pick on little guys? You need to fight the big freak. I'm a man underneath all this. So let's go.
Yes!
Luke Wakwa, who performs as Coco Jumbo, also piled in. A guy pushed Ivy, so I picked him up and threw him into the gutter. Good, that's where his trash ass belong. I don't think they knew what they were getting themselves into. Mm-mm. I used to play rugby league, plus I have an older brother. Come on, Coco. He tried to run away. I chased him into oncoming traffic. I'm surprised my wig didn't come off. And kept the wig intact.
Come on!
Coco had a message for potential attackers. Don't mess with gay people, let alone two men dressed as women, silly boys. She thanked Glenn for starting a GoFundMe fundraising drive to replace some of Coco, Ivy, and Vi's damaged clothes. However, she added, it's all just materials at the end of the day. There's no use crying over spilt lace. We're just glad. We're just glad Ivan's okay.
Yeah, shout out to the sew-in.
In a statement, police said they are continuing to investigate the incident, including a possible motivation of homophobic bias. Possible. That you were using gay slurs, dog. What's possible about it? Is it possible like that white dude with the Hitler shit that killed the two black people? Hey man, anything. Who knows? I mean, who knows what they catch? Your guess is good as mine. We'll look into it. We got some hot leads on it.
I'm surprised too.
Right. NSW police treat all matters of violence extremely seriously, including bias crimes motivated by sexuality or gender, the statement continued. Let me tell you something. I hope they become a fucking vigilante trio and just jump out of nowhere and whoop homophobic people ass. That would be so good. Oh, that was so good. Like, I don't feel bad for them motherfuckers any more than I feel bad for them Nazis that get beat up and shit. Stop being haters out in public, dog.
Hey, quit that bullshit.
Only way to make it stop. I wonder if there's a bunch of fucking like white liberal people like, listen guys, violence is never the answer, okay? Mm-mm, when you're getting beat up by a homophobic bully, you just have to say no.
Eating ice cream and sheet cake.
Right, you just need to eat another piece of sheet cake and just hope that it stops, okay? Just more violence. How are we gonna beat up everyone who has an unpopular opinion?
Get the fuck out of here. The way history goes, regardless of what country you are in, any country that has went through any form of revolutionary change against the status quo, there was violence. Period. Mm-hmm. Like, there was violence. I don't know why people act like there will not be violence when there's a systematic change and you're forcing people to go against what's normal, particularly a group that has always been in power. There will be violence. Ain't no ifs, ands, or buts about that. And people want the changes to come without the violence, but that's not possible.
Yeah, I mean, well, see, my thing is there's already violence in what you call normal.
Right.
So for us to be like, well, like, you going against what's normal. Well, what's normal is a constant state of violence against marginalized people. So society already is violent against LGBTQ people already. So then we are calling people swinging back the violent ones. Like, that ain't violence. That sound like justice to me. Family wants answers after Georgia Tech. Obviously this one person got his jaw dislocated. Like, I'm not trying to make light of that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's fucked up. Right. And but thank God somebody whooped that motherfucker's ass. I bet they won't come back.
I bet you they think again.
They'll say that shit on the other part of town. Fuck around with them people. Family wants answers after Georgia Tech police kill LGBTQ campus leader. Family members at Georgia Tech student Scouts of Georgia Tech student Scouts Schultz, Scouts Schultz, sorry, it's a tongue twister, say they plan to file a civil rights lawsuit after the 21-year-old was fatally shot by campus police on Saturday night. Schultz, whose gender identity was non-binary and whose wishes to be referred to by the pronoun they, was an engineering student and president at Georgia Tech's Pride Alliance. Police say the student approached officers with a knife around 11 p.m. on Saturday. Schultz appears emotionally distraught in bystander footage of the shooting. Officers can be heard repeatedly telling Schultz to drop the knife, but Schultz tells officers to shoot. At one point, someone says, "No one wants to hurt you, man." In the graphic video below, Schultz can be seen continuing to approach the officers before a single gunshot rings out. Schultz's mother, Lynn Schultz, told the Atlanta Journal-Constitution that her child had severe medical issues, including depression, and had attempted suicide 2 years ago. But she said she doesn't believe that Schultz was attempting suicide by cop or provoking the police into killing them. During a press conference alongside civil rights attorney L. Chris Stewart on Monday, Schultz family members questioned why officers didn't use a taser or mace, or whether police had received training for interacting with people who are mentally disturbed. I'm gonna go with probably not.
No, you know what?
The training they have is kill you.
Right. There's no ifs, ands, buts about it. And for somebody whose mother is mentally ill and who's had to be out in public with a caretaker for a very long time. She has known this, and she tells people that a lot of times she has to tell, like, if they get an interaction with the cop, that hey, they're mentally ill. She said, because as far as they're concerned, they treat you just like everybody else, even though your mind's not right, even though things might be off, your medication might be off. They're not trained to deal with that.
Well, if a cop is, listen, if someone has a weapon and they're telling the cops to kill me, I mean, you can pretty much bet dollars to donuts they're having some sort of breakdown. You know, I just don't think we train police officers from the top down to do any of that. You know, like,
particularly when you're brown, they give zero fucks about you and your life anyway.
Right. Like, I don't even think it's about, I just literally, I mean, and you know, black people, we canary in the coal mine on shit like this. How many incidents have we had where it's like, well, someone was having a breakdown, but they ended up dead? Like, you know,
I wanted help. I didn't want them dead.
Right. Like, people scared to call the cops if loved ones having a mental breakdown or any level of issues. Like, cops might just straight up come in and start shooting. You just don't know. During the press conference alongside civil rights attorney L. Chris Stewart on Monday, Schultz family members questioned why the officer didn't use taser or mace and whether police had received training for interacting with people who are mentally disturbed.
No, okay, no.
Why did you have to shoot? Why did you kill my son? Schultz's father asked. That's another thing when it comes to a lot of trans issues. A lot of times even the family members are not in the news reports and the media and stuff, you don't hear them subscribing to any level of trans pronouns, like any of that stuff. So it's, I mean, who knows what their existence was like,
and yeah, what their relationship
when they were alive, and what kind of stress they had dealing with their family. Because sometimes even the family is like, yeah, I'm not doing that. Like, you my son, that's it. It's like, well, I'm trying to explain to you, da 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 da. Yeah, nah. Your name is Jeremy, and you're my son. So, and we've covered so many articles that it's after the person is dead, and the family is still like, yep, we don't subscribe to any of that shit. So, fuck that. You know, it doesn't mean they don't have some level of love for their child, but some people just they're not gonna jump in with both feet, I guess. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation said it is now investigating the shooting. Officers provided multiple verbal commands and attempted to speak with Schultz, who was not cooperative and would not comply with officers' commands. The agency said in a statement on Sunday, Schultz continued to advance on the officers with the knife. Subsequently, one officer fired, striking Schultz. Rates of depression and suicide, particularly high among members of the LGBTQ community, various studies have found. Yeah, that's the other thing. It could have been suicide by cop. I don't know. I mean, it doesn't sound... If they were bystander video, like not just the police footage, so we know it's not like, you know, doctored or something, and this person's coming at you with a knife talking about kill me, like, I know it's a cry for help. You know it's a cry for help. Police just don't give a fuck. Nope. But yes, sad. And once again, how those intersections happen, man, because how many times we talked about police killing somebody on this show, and it's just normally a black person, but this is a white person that is LGBTQ, T in this case. And then earlier this year, there was a white woman shot to death in Minnesota by a cop. Like, it's not just us, but these systems that are in place that often abuse us first, they have the capacity to abuse everybody.
There's nothing on the table that they won't fuck up because they're about protecting self first.
It's the state against the individual, and the individual will always lose that battle. You know, people have to come together, and it has to be out there for more than just their one thing. Mm-hmm. You know, you know, I was thinking about the NFL boycott again. Mm-hmm. Imagine what would have happened if everybody would have came together for each other's thing. Maybe the NFL would have had to change. But I don't think it ever will, because we all just kind of do our thing. You know what I mean? And that's just the nature of human beings. I'm not blaming anybody or anything. Like, you stop watching when you stop watching. But what would the league have looked like if, say, people would have said, we're having a boycott for CTE and domestic violence and... what y'all doing with Kaepernick and you know, all that shit, you know. Yeah. I don't think people think that way, so it'll never happen, you know what I mean? Spelman College to admit transgender women.
Wonderful.
Spelman College is opening admission and enrollment to any student who lives and self-identifies as a woman, making it the second women-only institution among historically black colleges and universities to do so, following Bennett College's lead. The policy, which will take effect in the fall semester of 2019, was announced by Spelman President Mary S. Campbell in a letter earlier this month. NBC News reports, like same-sex colleges all over the country, Spelman is taking into account evolving definitions of gender identity in a changing world and takes steps to ensure that our policies and plans reflect those changes in a manner that is consistent with our mission and the law. The policy is not the only trans-friendly gesture Spelman is extending. In her letter, Campbell clarified that any student at the Women's College who transitions to male while enrolled will still be allowed to continue their studies and eligible to graduate. Now that's what's up. Mm-hmm. Although it will take 2 school years for the policy to be implemented, the Atlanta College's new policy is already being applauded. Spelman College is breaking down barriers and setting a powerful example of what inclusivity must look like for students attending historically black colleges and universities, HBCUs. The National Black Justice Coalition wrote in a statement, Spelman honors an enduring legacy of sisterhood by educating black women up through a lens that critically examines sexism, the patriarchy, transphobia, and cis heterosexism. Students who choose Spelman come to our campus prepared to participate in a women's college that is academically and intellectually rigorous and affirms its core missions as an education and development of high achieving black women. Campbell continued in her letter, noting that Spelman is updating its definition of what a high achieving black woman is. Dope.
Wonderful.
Wonder if, I forget the, what is it, Clark? What, no. Spelman and why am I drawing a blank on the other school down there? I know fucking Garrett went to it, not Clark. The male school Morehouse. Yeah, why am I drawing a blank on that? At any rate, I know Morehouse is a male's institution. I wonder if they'll have his forward thinking on these issues, because once again, black women leading the charge on this. Mm-hmm. on being inclusive. I wonder what'll happen on the other side, and if this puts some pressure on them, they at least consider it.
I think it does.
Yeah. Now the problem,
brother sister schools.
Yeah. The problem with a lot of this is, as Very Smart Brothers wrote in an article today, straight black men are the white people of black people. I would hope that they would at least be able to allow people in, but I also worry that it will be harmful for people because of the harm that, a lot of violence that is towards LGBTQ people in our community is from straight black men. So I don't know, I don't know what it's like on that campus. I'm not trying to assume anything negative about them, but I hope that there is some sort of writing and policy change, because I think it should work both ways. Like, people should be able to be included in the definition of man, quote unquote, whatever that means to people. Why wouldn't that be inclusive as well?
You know? And my thing is going to be really interesting, in my opinion, how the organizations on campus respond to this. How sororities are going to respond to this, because they've got to adjust too,
right?
Because now all of a sudden, you have to, the organizations don't have to be as open-minded as the university. Mm-hmm. And nobody knows how that's gonna go. Because we've seen arguments online up all up and down and all around about this and how it's impossible and right. All that stuff, because you're dealing with anything that's really really old and something that's really big. Change is slow. Mm-hmm. and it's chapters and divisions that have already done this, so it's not impossible, and organizations have done it, but it's going to be up to them to decide for their chapter on their campus on what they're going to do. So it's going to be interesting. Yeah, they passed this rule, but when it's time for your lines to spring and fall lines to come out and stuff like that,
for sororities, you mean,
for sororities. Mm-hmm. Yeah, how this is going to play out, in my opinion.
Yeah, one of the things I like, though, is it's starting from the top down.
Correct.
The other thing is, what I would imagine behind the scenes is that you have a lot of students that lead these sort of changes.
Yes.
Because that's just how colleges and universities work. Like you said, the institution is typically slow to change.
Mm-hmm.
But the students are what push the change a lot of times on campus. I would assume, or I would guess that the students are more proactive on this than the university was. We're just seeing the results of that activism.
Yeah,
you know?
Universities are very slow. Like, they don't like the change, particularly dealing with HBCUs. And overall, most HBCUs are very, very conservative, you know, on a lot of shit that they do in various different ways, depending on what campus you go to.
Right. So, we'll see, though. Michigan holds off for now on LGBT discrimination declaration. After hours of impassioned testimony at the state capitol, the Michigan Civil Rights Commission declined a request to include LGBT protections in an anti-discrimination law. The law, known as Elliott Larson Civil Rights Act, prohibits discrimination in hiring and housing based on religion, race, color, national origin, age, sex, height, weight, or marital status. However, an advocacy group said two things are missing from the list: sexual orientation and gender identity. And those are some glaring omissions, considering they made it down to fucking height, weight, and marital status.
Come on, dog!
We normally get the, you can't discriminate based on sex, race, religion, color. We normally get that. You know, national origin, maybe. These motherfuckers made it down to height, weight, age, marital status. Like,
they was like, nah, them too.
That means y'all purposely omitted it.
Yes, and maybe it's just me and my ignorance, but I'm gonna tell you right now, I thought for a long time when you said sex, LGBTQ was included, because it's a sex. It's a gender.
No, sex is, sex means like woman, man, whatever, right? So LGBT, lesbian is not a sex. Gay is not a sex. You still would be a woman or a man, right? Bisexual, you still would be typically a woman or a man, right? So sex is sexual orientation. It's separate from just sex. Like, my sex is male, right?
Yes.
My sexual orientation, though, I could be gay.
Okay. I'm with you now. But for a long time, I thought when I seen yeah. sex, I was like, oh, sex. Like, regardless of what you are or where you fall on the spectrum, sex extends out to all of that, but apparently it doesn't.
No, now it's not what kind of sex would you like to have.
Right.
You know, like when you fill out a job application that says sex, you don't put a lot, please, thank you. Sometimes.
Not today.
Sex with women. You know, like that's not how it works.
Sex with everybody.
Right. I mean, I guess I could go for some if y'all got some left over.
You got some waiting in there for me, sex.
Some hot radioactive penis.
I know. Sex, dick. What are we talking about here?
But yeah, so that's why it's separate, and right. it's a huge distinction in the law, and it's why we, you know, we're still not as inclusive a society as we claim to be.
Come on.
You know, it's why, you know, a lot of the things that essentially attack LGBTQ people throughout the United States is because of this shit. You know, it's like, mm-hmm. well, you're not protected. I can fire you. Like, you're trans? You're fired. But I do my job. It has no effect on my job. I come in, I go to work, I do my job just as good as I. Yeah, well, I'm firing you. I'm telling you it's because you're trans. Sue me in court. You have no rights. You know, like, that's some bullshit.
Yes,
and if for a country that's supposed to be about freedom and all this shit, that doesn't seem to be very much about freedom, that you won't protect somebody's right to work. And especially in a country where Republicans and conservatives and many Democrats even feel like the right to a job is like a American right. Like, this is your, well, I can take your job from you because you don't fuck the people I like you to fuck. For me, it was like a punch in the stomach, Denzel McCampbell said, and the moment he found out the protections for the LGBTQ community were not going to happen just yet. Yeah, they always kicking that can down the road, right?
For somebody else, because nobody wants to be the one to stand up for their rights and put their job on the line and make their constituents. Nobody wants to be, you know, that guy or that woman, you know. Nobody wants to be that person. But yet, you know, when people say you're part of 53%, no, you're not the problem. Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Yeah, I just feel like people don't care.
No, they don't.
once they get their things settled, which is why that trickle down right shit doesn't work. It's why people, you know, when we talk about wage equality, we have to talk about not just white women. It has to be all women, and it has to be the hierarchy within women. So if we don't get brown and black women up to the same pay as a white man, then we're not really talking wage equality, because the second that white women get pay equality, it's going to stop there.
Come on,
you know, look at Hollywood right now. All the women that are really talking about wage equality are mostly white women. You know, we don't hear Viola Davis and Taraji P. Henson and them talking about wage equality in that way, because wage equality to a black woman in that industry is, how do I even make it to what white women are getting?
Right.
Wage equality for black women is, can I get a job?
Come on. Can I get in the door? Can I get an interview?
Right. And in the same way that white men don't care about white women and what they make, white women don't care about what black and brown people make. Mm-mm. So that's how, you know, it's not unified in the first place. Well, same thing goes for this. Like, once everybody got their shit in, oh, cool, you can't discriminate against me because I'm fat? Yeah, I mean, we should just go ahead and vote now then. Why wait for the gay shit? Mm-hmm. You know, why wait? I mean, I gotta wait for that shit? I mean, let's just hurry up. I'm about to get kicked out of my place, you know? On Monday, the Michigan Civil Rights Commission decided to hold off on declaring the discrimination based on someone's sexual orientation was illegal. The commission tabled the decision after the attorney general's office told them they didn't have the authority to decide. This is something that could already be put in place. This is something that every Michigander, oh, that's what y'all, they called him? Okay. Should have a right to. They should be protected no matter who they are, McCampbell said. McCampbell would like to see sexual orientation and gender identity discrimination added to the Elliott Larson Civil Rights Act. And it's, yeah, if y'all have,
that's a goddamn Civil Rights Act.
Here's my thing. How the fuck do y'all have authority for the other shit if y'all don't have authority for that?
Come on.
Why specifically those two things? Oh, we don't have, I don't know the rules on that one.
Because you don't want to. Fuck you.
An assistant attorney general told the commission, the legislator that, told the commission the legislator that not the commission should address the changes in state law. The commission is asking Attorney General Bill Sheet, I don't know how you pronounce that, Shuite, anyway, for a formal opinion on its authority. LGBTQ advocates said they are not going to stop fighting. This problem is too serious for our state future and too important for people who are victims of anti-LGBT discrimination for us not to pursue every available avenue to end discrimination, said Nathan Triplett, Director of Public Policy Equality Michigan.
Right, because it's also one of those things where they feel like if they quote unquote ignore it long enough, you'll go away, which you won't. And a lot of times they put you in situations, particularly brown people, to where you're just trying to live. And if a lot of people times you're just trying to live, you guess what you don't got the energy for? I can't fight you and try to survive at the same time. I don't have the resources for that.
And while they decide, people getting discriminated against.
Yes, sir.
Like, it's people right now, they're having their rights violated while these people, you know, take their time to decide if it's really worth really even doing anything.
Because they don't care. And it could, back to just human nature. No, people don't give a fuck about shit that's not directly smacking them in the face and affecting them and theirs.
NYC is focusing on LGBTQ youth with a new shelter. New York City is well known as one of the most accepting places for LGBTQ people, but even in a place as rainbow friendly as NYC, there are still gaps in resources and support for queer and gender nonconforming people. In an effort to build a bridge over some of the gaps, New York City's First Lady, Shirlane McCray, announced Tuesday a $4.8 million plan for 16 city agencies to come together and identify and fix the ways in which New York City isn't protecting LGBTQ youth, including plans to open a new drop-in shelter. As part of the initiative known as NYC Unity Project, the city will attempt to improve current drop-in centers, expand youth shelter services, make sex ed more inclusive of LGBTQ people, offer trainings for parents and families, and train more health professionals about the need of transgender kids.
Come on.
The needs, I'm sorry. The city has already committed to expanding gender-neutral bathrooms in New York City public schools, requiring all schools to have at least one gender-neutral restroom by January 2018. Additionally, the city has also required that the school staff call transgender students who have publicly transitioned by their proper pronouns and new name. With considerable new resources and a comprehensive community-centered approach, we will break down the cultural and social barriers that hold LGBTQ youth back McCray wrote in a letter shared with Refinery 29, "We will work to reach each single young person who identifies as LGBTQ with the services they need to be well, so no one falls through the cracks. And even as the federal government undermines key protections and supports for those young vulnerable young people, we will expand and strengthen them."
Right, and that's the thing, in my opinion, that Trump hates, is for the fact that you can't control what these smaller cities and states do. And have you ever realized, you probably know this, and I know you probably said this before, people that are on the cutting edge of these change, a lot of times they're urban places where it's highly populated, a lot of black and brown people in these areas, you right. know, those are the people like, hey, we got to protect these people because we got 3 million people, 8 million people piled up in this one area. Fuck what you saying, dawg. Like, we got to do what's best for us. We can't be out here doing this fuck shit because you have decided that's what you want to do.
Right. Anyway, this is good, man. Especially putting your money where your mouth is. I don't know if that'll be enough money for New York City, but all those things are things that seem that will be helpful. So, good. Arizona Supreme Court unanimously affirms the equal rights of same-sex parents. On Tuesday, the Arizona Supreme Court issued a highly anticipated decision unanimously affirming the equal rights of same-sex parents in the state. The ruling will require Arizona to extend the same presumptions of parentage to same-sex and opposite-sex couples, ensuring that the state cannot use the pretext of biology to discriminate against gay residents.
Right.
It is an important confirmation of Obergefell versus Hodges at a time when marriage equality is under increasing assault by both state and federal judges. Tuesday's ruling in McLaughlin versus McLaughlin involves an Arizona statute that creates a presumption of paternity in opposite sex relationships. Under the law, the husband of a birth mother is presumed to be the child's legal parent, even if the birth mother conceives through artificial insemination. But what about married lesbians who conceive via artificial insemination? Two lower courts grappled with the question and reached different conclusions in light of Obergefell. One held that Obergefell required the birth mother's wife to receive the same presumption of parentage that a husband would. The other held that it did not. The Arizona Supreme Court agreed with the former interpretation of that decision. The majority explained, held that same-sex couples are entitled to the constellation of benefits the states would have linked to marriage, and invalidated all state laws that exclude same-sex couples from civil marriage on the same terms and conditions as opposite-sex couples. The majority then eloquently summarized the central holding. Denying same-sex couples the same legal treatment in marriage and all the benefits afforded opposite-sex couples works a grave and continuing harm on gay and lesbians in various ways, demeaning them, humiliating, and stigmatizing their children and family units, and teaching society that they are inferior in important respects. To deny a parental presumption to same-sex spouses, the majority vote would perpetuate this unconstitutional stigma, thus presumption must apply equally to all married couples, whether gay or straight. A birth mother's wife must immediately be recognized as her child's legal parent. Dope.
Wonderful.
Shout out to Arizona Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody always forgets about that leg of the system.
Yeah, the one leg that's doing something right. Everybody else like, deport them.
Yeah, I ain't gonna say they always doing something right, but they got something right this time.
Right, yeah, yeah. This is good, and I hope them laws extend to everybody and not just the white folks.
Let's see what else is happening in the news. Dylann Roof does not want his court-appointed lawyers because one of them is Indian and the other one is Jewish.
But he's not racist, though.
I mean, I don't think he would say he's not racist. I don't think anyone would say that, actually.
No, they got appointed you by the court. You're gonna have to deal with that nigga.
Yeah. At any rate, the appellate court denied his request to fire his lawyers based on their ethnicities.
Right. And could you imagine the lawyers being like, nigga, I'm defending you?
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, guys. I would be the laziest lawyer in the world for this nigga. Y'all, he would not want me because I'd be showing up to court late in sweatpants.
Like, what's the plea deal? We accept.
I'd be on my phone.
Yeah. Texting.
Does the defense have any questions for the witness? No, Your Honor. Kanye's new shoes came out. Okay. Let me return her Facebook message. What's going on? We called for a recess. Let's just take the rest of the day, you know? No further questions, Your Honor. Yeah, so that was funny. Blackish star Jennifer Lewis settles with LA Fitness over trainer ripoff.
Oh shit.
I guess she didn't want nobody fucking with her in these streets.
Come on.
She's the grandmother on Blackish. She just lined her pocket with $13,000 courtesy of LA Fitness after suing over a crooked gym employee.
Oh shit.
Lewis claims in a lawsuit she met a LA Fitness front desk manager at the West LA Club. She says they got chummy, started dating, and 3 months to the relationship, he convinced her to loan him some money for a movie he was producing. She says he fleeced her $50,000.
Woo!
She sued the gym because he claims, she claims he was a known con man with a record who had served time but wasn't vetted before he was hired.
Wow! Somebody had that Black Twitter investigation team, didn't they?
I guess so. She found out.
She's like, no, y'all already
knew
this. I mean,
not really. She found out $50,000 later, so.
Well, yeah. She found out $50,000 later, but somebody was like, hey, dog, you know, they hire him and they ain't do their job.
Right. Well, yeah. They tried to catch her slipping.
Good for her.
That's like a national, that's evil right there.
Come on.
Jennifer Lawrence is like the national grandmother of all Black people. You can't do that to Jennifer Lawrence, man. I mean, Jennifer Lawrence, what the fuck?
the wrong Jennifer.
Ooh, that's a big ass tank, boy. Jennifer Lewis. Oh man, Jennifer Lawrence on Blackish would be terrible.
Yes, it would.
Wouldn't make no sense. But nah, Jennifer Lewis, the national Black grandmama of all Black people. You can't be out here smashing her cakes and smithereens and scamming her for the bread. Come on now. Let's see what else we got here. We will actually, I'm gonna put this in guest race. I don't want to do this. Let me move this real quick. Sorry everybody. And we'll go to another segment. Let's do fucking with Black people, guys. Everybody's fave. Just fucking with those Black people. We're just fucking with those Blacks. We're just fucking with Black people. That's right, guys. It's time to play the game we all hate to play. It's fucking with Black people. The game we go all around the globe. We find different articles to make us feel fucked with. We assign point scores from 0 to 100, intervals of 25. Today's contestants, everybody. Let's get into it. All right. Hitler's speech was found at the home of the Baton Rouge man who is accused of the brutal killings of Black men. We talked about him yesterday, I believe. He's a hate crime dude that randomly left his house and killed two Black people, and he's a clean cut American boy. Nobody knows why. Mm-hmm. Never heard a fly. Mm-hmm. Had Hitler's speech in his house. Who knows what it could be, what the motivation could be, but they're looking into it. Mm-hmm. He also shot at a Black family and missed, by the way, and nobody was killed in that one. 0 to 100, Karen.
100,
100. That's correct. Entourage. Apparently, the model Jordan Dunn, who we talked about yesterday, who accused a nightclub Rain of racism because they wouldn't let her brother and other guests in. And they, who all happen to be Black, she's a Black supermodel. The party was for her new release line. The club is now saying that she tried to bring 30 extra people to the party.
30.
And that's why they couldn't let them in. It wasn't racism. It was just too many people. It said, she tried to bring in 30 extra people, but the party was already sold out, so they ain't have room. We are aware she wanted to exceed her guest list allocation by over 30 people. A request we were unfortunately not able to accommodate due to health and safety. It was our opening weekend and we were completely sold out. We hope that Jordan appreciates that the health and enjoyment of our customers, including herself, is of utmost importance to us. Jordan returned to the London Fashion Week party scene with model friend Winnie Harlow by her side on Monday night.
Oh, this is a follow up to the story from yesterday, ain't it?
Yeah, that's what I was, yes, Karen. Yes. Okay. So yeah, that side is that we not racist. You brought a whole bunch of people to the club. We was already sold out and you just try to expect us to just accommodate these motherfuckers and we couldn't. Not our problem that they was black. What you think? Zero to 100?
Because the clubs, I'm still fuck with though. Cause I guarantee you, if they wanted to accommodate, they could have.
You know what? I'm gonna do a very rare thing here. I'm going against her. I'm gonna go with zero. I'm not fucked with it all no more. I bet you that's what happened.
Yeah, I can see that. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, I want to have a sister's back. I do, y'all. But
you can't show up with 30 people. Y'all,
these supermodels be super temperamental too, dog. Like.
Y'all act like y'all have a cookout and 30 extra niggas show up. You gonna be like, hey, dog, fuck you think is happening here? No.
Yeah. I mean, if it was sold out and it was against the fire code, I don't know. I don't feel as strongly about this as I did yesterday. Maybe I'll leave a little leeway. I'll say 25 for the case that maybe she is telling the truth and it's an elaborate conspiracy, but. You know, and trust a club like this, it'll come back up. Because I have no doubt that the club can be racist. Both things can exist at the same time.
Yes!
She could have tried to put too many people in, and they also could be some racist motherfuckers. But
all
you know,
at the same
it
time.
Ain't hard for me to believe that it was her night, and they sold out, and then she tried to be like, and I'm bringing all my friends.
Right. That's not on the guest list that they didn't account for.
And it seemed like they had a guest list and she just was like, oh, come on everybody, you know?
And it was like, no, everybody can't come. You can come in.
Right.
Them niggas can't.
Anyway, we'll see. Let's see what else. Everyone was so joyous. Witnesses cheered while white supremacists getting knocked out for ranting, Alex Jones style. Yeah, zero. I don't even need to read this. That headline was enough for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you walk around. He had a Nazi swastika on his arm.
Oh.
And he ended up taking a nap on the sidewalk. And you know what? I don't give a fuck.
Not a nap.
Not required to give a fuck.
Unplanned when due.
Mm-hmm.
Unscheduled.
Racism row after students organize a slave night and slave auction as entertainment for undergraduates.
Who be approving these ideas?
Students provoked a racism row after organizing a slave night and a slave auction as entertainment for new undergrads. The events were held in the Freshers Program in Loughborough University's Faraday Hall, along with Cowboys and Indians and ABC Anything But Clothes evenings. They were due to take. Why are those things the same to you?
Right.
What? Why are those things the same to you? Hey, let's have Anything But Clothes evening. Okay, cool. Cowboys and Indians. Kind of racist. And slave night. Okay, all right. Listen, the ideas, they got further and further out.
All the shit you could have had yourself, like animals. I mean, all the shit. Wear your favorite Halloween outfit. I mean, there's a lot of shit you could got to before you got to cowboys and Indians and slaves.
Right. You sure it was anything but clothes? It was probably like anything but Chinese or some shit. It seemed like it has to be someone in the chat said they can't have a good time without somebody being oppressed, right? Somebody got to get oppressed. How am I not having a good time if everybody else is? They were due to take place on two consecutive nights in October, coinciding with Black History Month, but provoked an outcry from students. Now, I guess it's Black History Month in the UK. It's October.
Okay.
So, and that makes sense. We get the shortest month, and they get the scariest one.
Come on!
Because niggas is scary. The University African Caribbean Society and its ethnic minorities network both condemned the plans. Organizers at the halls of residence have now apologized and withdrawn the racist event. The backlash. A second year civil engineering student from Africa who did not want to be named said, "This has caused a lot of disgust among the ethnic minority students." Other students shared their outrage on Twitter, with one writing, "This is disgusting." The university's African Caribbean Society said its members were appalled at such displays of ignorance and blatant disregard for colored people. The committee behind the events posted an apology on its Facebook page, admitting that Slave Night is an unacceptable racist title. Yeah, and by the way, guys, I know it's a different country and they probably use color differently than us, but it's still funny because I'm over here. 100. No, wait, no. 75. I'll tell you 75 because the university made them take it down and apologize. So I give it 75. I feel like 100 would have been them saying, for me, not for Karen, the 100 for me would have been them being like, fuck it, we doing the party anyway. You stop being a PC police mafia cop cucks or whatever the fuck they say, SJWs or whatever. So I give it a 75. Karen?
Oh, I give it 100, and I'm gonna give shit like this 100. Who are the approval people? Mm-hmm. 8 people approved this shit, and everybody said, good, y'all had a meeting, y'all had a meeting about the meeting about the meeting, y'all had conferences, y'all did phone calls, y'all Skype each other, y'all did a go-to meeting, and every motherfucker said, okay, fuck you, 100. Nobody said, this don't sound right. This something about this ain't right, y'all.
I can't disagree with you, cuz. Okay.
I hate slavery.
Mm-mm. Emails and shit. Somebody said, but what about the emails? Right. You emails. Somebody had a PowerPoint presentation on this shit. You know somebody wrote out a thesis on the shit they was going to talk about, their 12-point plan, and nobody said shit. But I'm supposed to believe it's a good person that was in that room that wouldn't have applied to 53%. Fuck you, 100.
Well, I mean, they're in the UK, so probably none of them are in the 53%.
It don't matter. You still in the 53%. As far as I'm concerned, you 53% over there. You still 53%. Everybody at 53% as far as I'm goddamn concerned.
Guys, isn't it so funny? Because the 53% don't mean nothing no more. I don't even know what it means no more. It's definitely not the number.
Mm-mm.
It's Karen called everything. Y'all just hear what's on the show. We go out to eat and she's like, and this isn't the 53%. I'm like, Karen, it's some item on a menu. It's not even a human being. It can't vote. That dog, 53%.
Yeah, it's a running joke.
It's everything 53.
Everything is 53%.
I hear you, though.
Because you're fucking up, so you fuck up, you get a 53% in my book.
Right, everybody get 53%. Don't fuck around. Bannon slated to speak at Black Entrepreneur Summit. What? Ed O'Bannon? No. The other one, the racist Stephen Bannon.
The other one?
The white supremacist. Stephen Bannon is scheduled to speak at a Black Entrepreneur Summit in Washington, D.C. later this month. He resigned as President Trump's closest advisor on August 18th. He will speak at an economic policy summit for the Super PAC, Black Americans for a Better Future. As I like to call them, coons. I mean, come on, guys. What else could they be? Who the fuck was? Oh, man. Where the coons at? Where the coons at? Where they at? Where they at? Where they at? After that, Christopher Play Reed will be delivering the introduction, and then Jason Whitlock will be the coon of the hour, and he will be taking pictures of people afterwards.
Giving the coon word of the day.
It has to be at least one of the Black Republicans that was not okay with this. It had to be at least one that was a little bit surprised. Like, what? Say what now?
Did I miss that meeting?
What are we doing now?
They was like, y'all didn't CC me on email. I would have objected.
Yeah, I don't think so. I'm going to be busy. I'm going to be busy as fuck.
You know what? The people that objected didn't show up.
Like, why is there no Black Republicans that's just rich? You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Like, whoa. I don't hate myself. I'm just selfish.
I'm here for the tax breaks. That's what I'm here for.
Listen. I am a billionaire. That's why I don't care. Okay.
Come on.
I don't think it's okay to have white supremacists in the White House. I just need these taxes, baby.
That's all I want.
Anyway, Federal Election Commission filing showed 96% of the super PAC's monetary donations came from billionaire Robert Mercer, a billionaire hedge fund manager. Mercer also helped Bannon fund Breitbart with a $10 million investment in a conservative publication. Okay, so this star makes sense. Ain't no black people. That's what it is. 96% of the super PAC's money came from one dude, right, who happens to also fund Breitbart. Come on, man, let me look up this dude. Is he even black? Okay, I know an okie doke when I see one, dog. This is about image reform,
right?
Because this motherfucker is a white supremacist and people ain't talking around it. He a white man. Robert Mercer is a white man. Okay, so this is, they made up a super PAC, Black Americans for a Better Future. They're gonna say, they're gonna hold this bullshit event. Probably won't be a picture, not the first taken. If they might trick some black people into coming. Hey guys, having a free chicken and watermelon giveaway or some shit.
Come on, you're gonna have a bunch of niggas that be like, cool, you know, cause they across campus, or some shit where they be like, come on through, and you be like, yeah, what the fuck is this?
This is a hustle, dog. I don't think there'll be not one black person there. The event that Bannon, a former Goldman Sachs investment banker, is slated to speak at is billed as a chance to hear the Republican vision for creating opportunities for black entrepreneurs. So see, black people didn't want them to come. They're gonna bill it as, hey, black people, you're invited to hear our ideas.
Is it gonna be a private event?
Cause you know, if it's a private, I don't know. Probably.
Private event. Can't nobody come in now.
I bet they won't be charging for plates. Black Americans for a Better Future is chaired by African American GOP consultant Raynard Jackson. So it's gonna be him and like his white friends.
Come on.
Yeah. Okay. So they basically put him up at the head of it in name only. Guarantee that shit. Mm-hmm. This shit ain't slick at all, dog.
Right. Ain't it amazing how white racist people can get millions of people just to donate millions of dollars to them, but niggas got to struggle just to care about our people? Like, won't nobody be like, hey, here a few million dollars to go do whatever the fuck you want to do.
Yeah, I don't know. I just I'm looking at this black dude's picture. It's like he literally look ashy. I'm not even trying to be funny, y'all. Like, I don't know if they doctored this picture or what. This nigga look ashy as fuck. Don't he, like, he got Sammy Sosa face whitening cream in this picture?
What happened? Somebody cut him with flour. What's happening here?
It's not like every picture's like this.
Yeah, they didn't know how to do his makeup.
Oh, this nigga took a picture with motherfucking long neck ass. What the hell is that ugly woman? That look like kind of like the Crypt Keeper. She's gone real time
with Coulter.
Ann Coulter. He took a picture with Ann Coulter, y'all, holding her book up, bruh. No one's gonna be at this meeting except him and JJ Walker, dog. What are they even doing? Oh, this is a bad look. Mm-mm-mm. Anyway, yo, why in this picture with him and it's him and a dude that got kicked off of Shonda Rhimes' show for being homophobic. Mm-hmm. Whatever that nigga's name is. He on the 100 now. Y'all know Isaiah Washington? Hey, man. Why?
Look how he looking at him.
Why is Isaiah Washington? Look at this nigga, like,
word.
Who gave this coon the mic?
You know, he must be saying some fucked up, because he really got that face like, nigga, what you say?
Right.
How did you get beside me?
Right. Who gave this motherfucker a mic?
Y'all, right in front of my salad?
That's his face.
His face
is like right in front of my salad. Y'all gave this motherfucker the mic. I can't believe this. Anyway, man, he's supposed to be, Steve Bannon's supposed to be sleeping at the, talking at this event. We just want a fair chance to compete in this American system called capitalism, Jackson wrote on the Huffington Post. Pointing specifically to help black entrepreneurs get some federal funding that will come from rebuilding cities that were hit by the recent hurricanes.
That y'all don't give a fuck about.
Hold up. All three of those things are things that they don't give a fuck about, though.
Come on.
Not just one of them. Y'all don't care about that hurricane damage. Mm-mm. Y'all damn sure don't care about giving federal money to black people. and y'all right, and y'all damn sure don't care about black people. But none of that whole sentence was fraudulent. Republicans, see this is the bullshit, right? Because these be the same people talking about black people just want handouts and welfare from the Democrats. And what the fuck he over there looking for? A motherfucking handout for his goddamn self. That's it. He just want to be as corrupt as him. That's it. Anyway, Steve and I have conversations about black entrepreneurs all the time. Again, most people forget about Steve having a Wall Street background. Steve understands the economics of the small business community better than a lot of people in this town. Jackson also said he takes no issue with the Confederate flag and doesn't believe Bannon is a racist. Just because your forefathers fought on the Confederate side, no niggas are going to be at this. Just because your forefathers fought on the Confederate side, that inherently doesn't mean you are a bad person. You are in Washington, D.C., you're going to say this. You going to say
Chocolate
this.
Chocolate City.
You're going to say this to black people in Washington, D.C.
Ain't no niggas gonna be there.
This is just gonna be white people clapping you on the back, being like, that's a good boy right there. Okay. Cause you're a bad person or a racist. I have no problem with the Confederate flag flying on the state capitol. I have no problem with these monuments throughout the South. I've known Steve for a long time.
Say I have no problem being a slave. Is that written in there somewhere too? I didn't mind picking that cotton. Go ahead and beat me, Mass. I was okay with divide my family up. I was just fine too. What the fuck is happening here?
What's the meaning of this? A book? Oh, listen. I just don't know what you mean, Miss Massa.
Ninny, so help me. If this is anything more than a cookbook, there will be consequences. The footless kind.
Oh, bitch, let the bitch read.
That's what all the black people watching him talk gonna be saying.
Right.
You can call Steve a lot of things. Racist ain't one of them, he said. September 26th, 27 in Northwest Washington. 26 and 26. They gonna do this for 2 days? 2 days. I kinda wanna show up. Show up and act a motherfucking fool. Anyway, 100. Forgot what game we was playing for a second. SDSU professor to teach Black Lives Matter course, because nearly all educators are racist. Odds of this being a black woman? What do y'all want to guess?
Really high.
I wonder what the odds are. I don't know the answer, by the way.
It's a real high percentage. They brown, whoever they is.
A San Diego State University professor has said that he developed a Black Lives Matter inspired graduate education course because nearly all educators are racist. Okay, now come on through, bro. J. Luke Wood told New Student paper that the Daily Aztec, educators are not overtly white supremacists, but they harbor perceptions of black males that are informed by what they have seen in society through the media, news, and books and in film. They engage black males from a point of stereotypes, microaggression, and bias. Fuck!
Right. Yeah, now I have a problem with it because you don't include everybody. This is black males are the victims and fuck everybody else. Right, you're not including women, no trans people. Right, so yeah, that's the problem I have against this. If it had been a woman, she'd have been including everybody because she got to.
So close.
Didn't we almost have it all? We were rooting for you! We was all rooting for you!
So fucking close.
Right?
Bruh. Oh, that hurts.
Yeah, when they start that shit, I'd be like, nope. I have to tap out, because that means nobody else. That means only the microaggressions happen to it for black men. Right. Only black men are viewed wrong. So all the women that are also there, too, don't deal with these microaggressions also. And probably even worse.
I was rooting for you. We were all rooting for you. How dare you?
How dare you?
His course, Black Minds Matter, a focus on black boys and men in education, will tell future educators to use classrooms as a place of civil resistance against racism and to develop new pedagogical practices inspired by the intentional application Black Lives Matter principles of loving, engaging, restorative justice, and collective value. The reason I'm really low-key pissed is, I guess high-key pissed, Black Lives Matter is an organization started by black queer women.
Come on.
The fuck, how you gonna just erase them out of it but use their principles? If your principles are centering black men at it, at the focus point, you're automatically erasing their work. Like, that's so fucked up, man. Like,
yeah, because what's so fucked up, it's a lot of people, when it goes Black Lives Matter, it's only black cishet men to matter. In their form of right. Black Lives Matter. Right. Everybody, if you brown, you are black in my book, regardless of your ethnicity. But I know everybody don't look at black lives like that, because black to me is brown. I kind of take black and brown and kind of move it all. Black Lives Matter means Asian Lives Matter, Hispanic Lives Matter, Latino, like I include everybody in that Black Lives Matter, because a lot of them are getting oppressed just as much as we are. But when people do this shit, Black Lives Matter means only black men. And when people come with that, you like the White Lives Matter. When people do that shit, it means nobody lives matter. But then for you, it means only black men lives.
Listen, I'll just go by what they say, which is nobody's life matters till Black Lives Matter. That's when everybody's life will matter. You know, and I don't know that they try to push in everybody else's agendas and stuff. I just know that you can't teach that and then take away what those women have stated as their mission goals. It's not just black men. And when we do that, we do ourselves a disservice as black men. Because oftentimes when we center ourselves, what we then don't center and what we don't discuss is the damage that we can do to people within our own community.
Right.
Because it wouldn't serve the purpose of putting us at the, you know, center of the entire affair. So it's just kind of sad, really. Mm-hmm. Honestly, man, because I don't know that he's, I don't know this dude, but you know, that sounds like, how do you miss that? It's just such a like, call it something else, you know what I mean? Yeah, honestly, because it's opposite of, like, it's very important that that's what Black Lives Matter is. You know, you can't claim the work for yourself and then be like, it's about black men only now and black boys and how y'all treat us and that's it. You know, because everything we say about black men and black boys, black women experience too.
Come on.
You know, criminalized in the courtroom and in the classroom, that ain't just us. You know, number one growing population of prisons, our women now. Like, it's not just, we're not in this by ourselves. And we don't have to be, and we don't have to present it that way. Maybe it'll explain it later. Let's see. Wood told the Daily Aztec that black men and boys are either perceived as academically inferior, criminalized in classrooms. Subsequently, said the demographic is exposed to exclusionary discipline or put in special education as a dumping ground for them, which really only does one thing well, and it's to socialize people to go into prison industrial complex. J. Luke Wood wrote in an email to the Washington Free Beacon, I would like to note that the quote, nearly all educators are racist, was significantly decontextualized. The quote derived from a conversation about institutional racism, noting that as individuals within systems that are racist, that we are therefore influenced by those systems. But I believe that the vast majority of educators are good people who want to do the right thing, but fail to do so because they're influenced by these systems. The course will feature speakers like Black Life Matter co-founder Patrice, I think you meant Black Lives Matter, co-founder Patrice Cullors, and Ilyasa Shabazz, the activist daughter of Malcolm X. It will be taught in person to approximately 30 students and available via live stream for some 10,000 participants. The course has garnered criticism from campus community and beyond. And this is one of those things where it's hard to criticize because you know it's catching a bunch of racist criticism as well. So, you know, what I'm saying is kind of nuanced. I don't want this to come down on like, Rod's just coming down on the black man because he's black. Like, it's not that, I promise you. And maybe Patrice Cullors will address it when she gets to talk to them. I don't know, but it just seems kind of weird to erase all the gender and sexual orientation inclusivity of the Black Lives Matter movement to then turn and say it's just black men. It could also be the default, because you know how he said all educators are racist. Or most educators are racist. Most educators are sexist too.
Yes, they are.
And us centering black men as black men is sexist. It is. There's no other way to put it. And it's hard to retrain your mind. Some of my favorite people, they can't help it. When they start talking about black problems, they'll immediately go to black men. You know, one of the greatest writers of all time, James Baldwin. I mean, he came from a different time, but when he talks about black people in his text, he mostly says the black man. You know, it's a privilege that we don't even fucking think about, to be honest. We don't even think about it. And in our minds, maybe we do mean everybody, but you just never can tell, because there's some men that say black man and don't mean everybody. Mm-mm. You know, and in this case, with him saying adding boys to it too, it just doesn't seem like he means everybody, but maybe he does, or maybe the course will evolve. I don't know.
But my thing is, being a black woman is always on the receiving end, and LGBTQ people that's always on the receiving end of being excluded.
Yeah, it's like it's not yet.
I don't give you the benefit of the doubt.
Right.
Like, unless you actually tell me up front otherwise, I just assume that you excluded me.
That's how it feels. That's why it's so disheartening. You know, I don't mean to come down on this dude, but this is a huge, at best, it's a bit huge oversight. At worst, it's erasure of the black women that not only founded this newest movement, but literally the name of the organization you're using as your text. I don't know, man. Anyway, 100. I would hate to give it that score, but that's the truth. 100.
Mm-hmm.
Same. All right, let's see. We got a little bit of time left. We can do, let's do some guest erase, guys. Guest erase music. Now that it's time for some guest the race. That's right, it's guest the race time. Now that it's time for some guest the race. That's right, it's guest the race time. That's right, it's time for Guess the Race, the number one game show going across all of podcast land. We read and play news articles from all over the globe, and we ask our contestants today, Karen and the chat room, to guess the race, and everyone plays along, and they are all racist. I'm just thinking how people that hate black people that somehow still listen to the show, oh man, they probably get such a rage boner when it gets to this segment.
Ah!
Right? They are such fucking social justice warrior cucks, and they talk about, and then they play Guess the Race, where black people are the real racists. That's what it is. Anyway, I love making them mad.
It's a rainbow coalition in the chat room. I hope they know that.
I don't give a fuck. It could be all black people. I still be fine with it.
Me too.
We gonna get these jokes.
All the jokes.
Naval nurses removed from duty after pictures of them flipping off of newborn babies and making them dance to rap music emerge online.
Die!
Two naval nurses have been removed from duty after images of them messing around with newborn babies emerged online. And Karen thinks it's hilarious.
Because I ain't shit.
Images originally uploaded to Snapchat but later shared on Facebook by concerned recipients showed one of the women flipping off a baby with the caption, "How I currently feel about these mini Satans."
Oh, not the mini Satans.
A second photo shows off another nurse holding a baby by the arms is taken from a video in which she makes the child dance to 50 Cent song in the club. Oh wow, I'm watching the video. In the video, the nurse is seen laughing and joking with someone behind the camera who could be heard saying, "We're going to hell." Well, you better hope it's gay hell.
Nah,
you go to straight hell. Mm-mm. It's gonna be boring.
Very boring.
The woman can be seen holding the child reported to be just hours old under each arm. Oh, now you shocked, Karen. I said newborns to start the show, guys. I said it.
But what you thought hours. I was talking about,
6 months old?
Hours. You talking about like we just popped out.
That's newly born, ain't it?
Yes.
Was he supposed to be playing with him in the uterus, Karen? It's gotta come out. a song plays and she moves the arms around to the beat, imitating a rap musician in music videos. Pictures of the incident were shared hundreds of thousands of times after being posted online.
Ooh.
and were quickly brought to the attention of the hospital authorities. A statement from the hospital's commanding officer was uploaded to Facebook on Monday night. It says, "We are aware of a video slash photo posted online. It's outrageous, unacceptable, incredibly unprofessional, cannot be tolerated. We've identified the staff involved, and we have removed, they have been removed from patient care, will be handled by the legal system and military justice. We're in the process of notifying the patient's parents. The images caused an outpouring of rage on social media, with the nurses branded as cruel and disgusting." Jane Adjutant, who identified herself as a nurse from Tennessee, wrote, "They need to have their nursing licenses revoked. I'm totally disgusted. How juvenile. Grow up." Joy Allen added, "As a former Navy daughter, Navy wife, and mother of a child born at NAS Jax, I am sickened by this behavior. I am sure that if I caught someone doing that to my child, your ass would have been grass under the lawnmower. Shame." Yeah, a lot of people, I shared it on Facebook, everybody was talking about whooping their ass. All the women on my timeline was ready to cap, throw these hands.
Come on, my brand new baby, all the labor and all that shit you had to go through, honey, you kill somebody.
Mm-hmm. Flipping the baby off. Now, I'm gonna be honest, y'all. I don't find flipping the baby off that bad. Baby don't know what that means. But posting online is horrible. And the square nails is even worse. Come on, guys. That, what is it, 2001? Square nails are out.
Yeah, having it dance to some old music. I mean, couldn't you at least be more current?
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, guys. At any rate, Karen, guess the race?
White.
Karen's going with white. Let's check out what you guys have to say in the racist chat room. White people love 50. Only white people still listen to 50 Cent. Damn, 50 Cent done fell off. I thought y'all liked Power. I guess not his music, though, right?
Right.
I like Power, not the music to Power. all right, let me see. I got a couple more. Scroll down. Kate plus eight cousin white, nurse Jackie drunk white, OBY niggas. So that's a black one. Moving them babies on a 1 in 3 white. Look what you made those nurses do, white. Only white people still listen. 50 Cent. The correct answer is white.
Yeah, we see.
Sorry in the chat.
And what's more hilarious about the picture is how it looked like somebody's kid with their crayon scratched out the baby's faces. You know how you take a quarter and scrape off when you're trying to win your numbers?
Mm-hmm.
The baby's faces.
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Ghost Jody. Yes! I mean, if you think about it, guys, it's kind of hilarious. It's their birthday. See what I'm saying? They newborns. It's really their birthday. I mean, it's kind of funny, but I mean, obviously, I would kill a motherfucker. But it's hilarious, but I mean, I see you in the parking lot, dog. What time you get off? Mm-hmm. Colorado police hump for the mad pooper, a jogger who's been defecating on family's lawns for weeks.
I think I seen this one. I know this one.
Never mind, guys. It was white.
Sorry.
It's okay. I thought you don't be on the internet.
I was today, and this one just happened to catch my eye. Just so happened that Donnie posted it from right. Project Fandom.
World-renowned paleontologist dies suddenly at age 50 after contracting a mysterious illness working at a fossil excavation site in Colorado. This is how it starts.
White.
This is how it starts, ain't it?
You the only one at a fossil excavation site.
Huh? He not the only one. There were other people there.
And they all white.
Okay. A celebrated paleontologist renowned for, are you drinking over there? I know I'm drinking, but no. What is your excuse?
No.
Okay. A renowned paleontologist who celebrated for his work in the field died on Monday while working on an excavation site in Colorado. Mike Getty, chief fossil preparator, I've seen that word before, at the Denver Museum of Nature and Science, died after contracting an unexpected illness while working on the Triceratops excavation in Thornton.
Oh, shit.
The nature of Getty's illness remains unknown. But the Denver Museum of Nature and Science said that it was not related to an accident at the excavation site. Yeah, he gonna wake 3 weeks later as Skeleton Man.
He gonna be, what is it, patient zero?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is how the virus come back.
Come on.
The museum takes the health and safety of its staff, volunteers, and guests very seriously. All emergency management and safety protocols are followed in accordance with best practices. Then why he dead?
Right. Hmm? He ain't died for no reason. Y'all digging shit up and some 50 million old bug came up with his ass.
This nigga done got Triceratops AIDS, and y'all motherfuckers sitting, we followed all the procedures. Yeah, the ones that the dinosaurs didn't know about. They don't know about the procedures.
Come on, rhinoceros flu or some shit. Come on. Fuck y'all. Leave them animals alone.
Rhinoceros?
Flu.
Got to That's what
flu.
We doing.
Right.
Rhinoceros. Okay, Karen. I see you. Getty, 50, grew up in Western Canada and showed an exuberance of paleontology from an early age. Colleagues described Getty as a man with a peculiar charm and love. I bet he fucked one of them bones.
I hope not.
That's what it was. He's like, God damn, look at the horn on this bitch. I'm gonna have to slide this rhinoceros up in me real quick.
Something happened.
Ain't nobody looking. Mm-hmm. Uh-oh. Cut myself.
Come on.
Yeah, they said he attracted people towards him in what they called the Getty Sphere. He was a character in every sense of the word. Andrew Fark, a paleontologist in Claremont, California, who had known the scientist since 2003, said he was quirky, had a personality, and he was one of those people. It's really hard to imagine that he's gone now. Damn. I guess you can say he went extinct. The energetic excavator also traversed the world searching for fossils, working in Argentina, Madagascar, Canada, and across the Western United States, to name a few locations. Getty, whose tireless work ethic and dedication was an inspiration to many, also garnered a reputation for having an extraordinary sense of excavation sites. He could tell you it's something that has already been found before and how this is adding to our understanding of that animal, or if it was new. That's what the job description is.
That bitch is new.
Yeah, that's what the job description is, though, literally. Oh no, this is just a bone of something we already know exists, or it's new. Ta-da, went to school. I mean, but I'm not trying to make it personal, okay? I don't have a bone to pick with him.
That's what happened when you out there picking the bone clean.
Sounds like everybody liked him, though. Doesn't have a lot of skeletons in his closet. Fortunately, his name will... Oh, wait. Before his death, Getty led one of the largest field teams in the country in their ambitious pursuit to understand ancient life through fossils. Fortunately, his name will live on in prosperity. When colleagues named a dinosaur after him, called the Utahceratops Getty, yai, after he discovered its remains in Utah in 2010. Well, good for him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, his name could just keep on going because it got a lot of fossil fuel. All right. Karen, I'm glad to see you digging these jokes.
I am.
All right, Karen, guess the race.
Everybody white.
Karen sticking with white. Let's check the chat room. Let me scroll up. There's a lot of guesses.
It is.
Wait a minute. Why am I so lost? There we go. Grad research student approved white. He thought Jumanji would be a fun to play at an early age, too white. Indiana Jones on his last crusade.
Oh.
White people need to sit down somewhere. White Bone Thug bit it the crossroads. White messed with the dinosaurs and ended up yabba dabba dead. Oh no. Meet the Tombstones. Am I right? Colorado is full of white cap mountains. He caught that yabba dabba flu white. The correct answer is he was white. Oh wait, and I forgot, one of you coons did say black for the first one and you was wrong.
Come
It's a retroactive bill. I forgot about your ass. You almost got away with it, didn't you? You didn't know I'd still be... I ducked that. You didn't know I'd still be on your ass like a dog with a bone.
What the hell is wrong with you?
I don't know. Anyway, that's him. Mm-hmm. He's a white man. That's what you thought he looked like.
Yeah, I love white people. White people go out there exploring shit and finding shit and discovering shit. I'm glad y'all out there pushing life to the limit, to death.
Double the points and the race. Double the points and the race. That's right. Double the points, double the race, and a bonus round against the race. So far, Karen's 2-for-2. Woo-hoo! And so are most of you guys. But let's see how you do in the bonus round. A former New Jersey state trooper admitted to pulling women over to go through their phones and ask them on dates.
What?
A former New Jersey state trooper has admitted to pulling over female drivers. Of course. And asking them out on dates.
I'm just trying to get to and fro. You pull me over, I'm fucking frightened.
Right.
And you want to fucking hit on me. Mm-hmm. And if I say no, you probably make some trump up some charges and arrest my ass.
Right. And he pulling out your phone. You know. To be like, hey, let me go through your phone real quick.
And it was fucking scary. He has all your information when he fucking pulls it on the system, where you live and all right. That shit.
Then he gonna text you later because he got your phone number now.
Right.
Probably text himself something, you know.
Hey, you. What them stank hoes do? Hardy mouth.
This nigga.
Marquise Prather, 37. Pleaded guilty to charges of invasion of privacy, tampering with physical evidence, and falsifying or tampering with records. Authorities say Prather pulled women over, ranging from ages 18 to 42. I see you, young pimp. Make sure you get it all in there. With the purpose of asking them on a date to request their phone numbers. He also admitted to going through the phones of several women without justification. Prather would go through their personal information and photos, looking for naked pictures. According to prosecutors, in some cases, he forwarded intimate photos and videos of the women to a friend. Yep.
Wow,
look at these titties. The state trooper also allegedly turned off his microphone during the stops, so his behavior was not recorded. Yeah, trust the cops though. If you get sexually assaulted, make sure you call this guy, he'll help. In those instances, he would claim the microphone was malfunctioning. Oh, pulling over a hot chick, hold on, mic broke again. Hey girl, what them stank hoes do? An internal investigator discovered he had been shutting it off himself after authorities placed a hidden camera inside his troop car. So they was on his ass. Prather also admitted to falsely reporting the genders of the motorists he pulled over in order to hide the fact that he stopped a high number of women.
Wow!
Mm-hmm. Yep. Prather admitted to also getting rid of marijuana he had seized from one of the women he pulled over. Getting rid of. Meaning smoking. As part of a plea deal, he forfeited his job as a state trooper and has been banned from public employment in New Jersey. His sentencing is on December 8th, and the state will recommend probation. The trooper's attorney, Melvin Wright, says Prather regresses behavior and new session. All right. Give me 1 second, guys. I'll start a new session for this next couple of minutes. Can't believe I blew that. I was out for a long time.
Mm-mm, it just moved over.
All right. Cool.
Oh, I was gonna click. I didn't realize the session hadn't
started. No, I hadn't even done a made one yet. I just made it just now.
Okay, I clicked on it.
That is my bad.
You wanna talk about the things I've done, but I'm reclaiming my time. Yeah. You wanna speak on the battles I've won? Yeah.
I'm reclaiming my time.
That's not why I brought you here to share.
I'm reclaiming my time.
Reclaiming my time. Yes, I am. My time. Every minute. My time. Every second. My time. Stop talking.
My time.
You know the rules.
My time.
When it's my time.
My time.
I can take it back.
My time.
Or I.
reclaiming my time.
Hey, what about the letter?
Reclaiming my time.
That I sent you way back when.
Reclaiming my time.
Give me the answer to my question.
Reclaiming my time.
Open your mouth again.
Reclaiming my time. Reclaiming my time. Reclaiming my time.
Reclaiming, reclaiming,
reclaiming. Reclaiming my time.
My time.
Oh,
I'm reclaiming my time. Oh, yes, I am.
I love that song.
Praetha joins the force. Joined the force in 2013. Makes an annual salary of $61,000 a year. Well, he did make that much.
All right.
Guess the race of Marquise Praetha, Karen. 37.
Marquise is black.
Karen's going with black. All right. Very controversial choice here. Let's see what the chat room, if the chat room is even here anymore, what they say. Job says white, name says black. Negrocious ass name black. Act like an asshole, think like a fool, very ashy. Yeah, he probably was in my mentions column questioning my sexuality today, so I retweeted that article.
Oh Lord.
Yeah. Somebody said, let me guess, you gay. I said, I'm not. Why? You trying to get some dick? What kind of question is that? You must be gay if you don't think that, if you think this has a point.
Give women some fucking respect. You gay, nigga.
Right. You mean protect the LGBTQ people in our community? Well, I don't know.
You got to be gay.
You must be out here having gay sex.
Right. You just can't be a black straight man that actually cares about anybody else except black man.
Black ass black, says June. Blue, black, and mayo. The correct answer is he's black. Everyone got it. Yeah, I don't know what the hell was wrong with this fool. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's such an open and shut case, too, you know?
Fucking suspension, I can't work in you. You shouldn't be allowed to be a police officer ever, never, never again, nigga.
Ma'am, you know why I pulled you over? Them titties.
Come on.
Your ass going to jail.
You know why I pulled you over, that fat ass.
Right, and who knows if anybody else actually ended up doing something or getting violated or something, just afraid to report it because the police officer did it.
Right.
All right, let's do the sword ratchetness, because like I said, I got something to do with eight. Where my sword? There we go. Here we go. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, get it now. Mm-hmm. That's what we do. A man arrested after claims of samurai sword threats. A 50-year-old man has been arrested following claims that members of the public were threatened with a samurai sword in a small coastal village. You get to a small coastal village and this is what you got to deal with. Devon and Cornwall police arrested a man after attending an address near Hope Cave, a small village in the South Hams near Kingsbridge. Devon Live reports that officers were called in the early hours of Saturday after reports of a man threatening residents with a sword. A police officer said local officers attended and a 50-year-old man was arrested and taken to Torquay Police Station. The man was later charged with 2 counts of assault, drink driving, possession of an offensive weapon, and
drunk driving.
It said drink driving. I'm just reading the words.
Drinking while you're driving.
I don't know if that's different. I mean, where did this happen? Cornwall? Is this in America? Kingsbridge?
She's talking about drink driving.
South Hams? I'm assuming this shit ain't America. Maybe they got drink driving over there. We got drunk driving. They got drink driving. It's like McDonald's and McDowell's. Home with a Big Mick. He was remanded to custody pending a court appearance. Newton Abbott Patrol tweeted that a response unit was more than 26 miles away from the incident when the report came in. The tweet said, report of a male with a sword. We are over 26 miles away. Huge patch to cover. Well, I'm glad they got there in time, guys. In 2008, a new law came into force banning the sale, making, hiring, or importing of samurai swords in England and Wales. Come on. Try to get proactive with these laws. Mm-hmm. Following their use in a series of attacks against, including a counselor who was killed in the office of Cheltenham MP Nigel Jones 8 years earlier. The MP survived injuries suffered in the attack. The curved samurai sword is part of Japan's history, but cheap reproductions became increasingly available and used in crime, leading to the ban. Why can't we get something like that in America? Some laws on the books. Come on, guys. All right, that's it for today. We'll be back tomorrow. Gonna be a long day for me tomorrow. Balls deep. This too much. And end the show. Okay? But we're gonna get through it. If not, then y'all won't have a show. Y'all will get through it. But y'all will figure out something. It would depend on how I feel, okay?
Thoughts and prayers, y'all. Thoughts and prayers.
Tomorrow is a possible, okay? don't count that book.
Y'all prayer warriors, get on it.
All right, man. We'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Until then, I love you.
I love you too. Mwah.